This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn into full-fledged hurricanes. We'll talk about that. Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, dead at the age of 96. And there's a lot of outrage over the suspected illegal immigrant who's now charged with the mass stabbing on the Vegas Strip. So senseless. What was the motivation? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, and here we are, another day in paradise. Hope your world is more like that than some of the things that we've been seeing lately. Let's talk about a couple of things like gas prices. Why? Because so much of the mailbag, you're telling me what the gas prices are in your neck of the woods. I say this show is about that, right? What is it that absolutely is the common denominator? And we don't like feeling the pinch when we pull up at the pump. We just do not like it. I mean, what is the threshold? If you live in California, I mean, you get whiplash for, is it $6 today? Is it $5.88? Is it $6.50? I'm not shocked because I lived in California for a while and it always was higher, but it is the highest in the land, period, no matter what happens, up and down, and 99 days of a dip as far as gas is concerned. But it is now at this point going up a lot more. And will we see it continue to rise? And, of course, some of that is because of, as we know, the OPEC holdback. When they decide they're going to hold off some barrels, it's going to raise the price of gasoline. So the national average will go higher and higher and higher. And, you know, we have almost 100 days of a decline. Michigan gas, there's people listening to us in the great state of Michigan, you're paying $4.35 plus. Will that inch down? So, you know, you look at a price at the U.S. with U.S. gas prices on the rise, and you look at Europe facing the pressure to cap the price of gas for power generation because they're having huge problems there. And while for what it cost in California, the prices have come down a little bit, it's still, as I mentioned already, ridiculously high. But this is truly, I think, a measure of what people think about when they think of inflation and where they can't spend, and are we truly in a recession? You know, there's a big push-pull over recession, and of course, officially, we're not in a recession, but it sure feels like one, doesn't it? People are cutting back on eating out. People are cutting back on what they're getting at the grocery store. But you'd be shocked that people are still streaming. I have some stats on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, we start off with, as I mentioned at the top, the winds, the Hurricane Center watching out for possible tropical disturbance. And this is in the Gulf of Mexico, higher odds Tuesday morning of becoming the next tropical depression of the year. I follow this, as you can imagine, closely, and I always have because of so much of our audience living on the Gulf Coast. Development is possible if the disturbance, when the system moves Tuesday and Wednesday westward, or sort of west-northwestward over the far southwestern Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the tropical depression over the next day or two. But it's the low. The low will struggle through upper-level winds later in the week. So the system has a 60% chance of development in the next 2 to 5 days. There is that residual moisture, not to get too deep into this, from the remnants from Tropical Storm Julia, and that could become absorbed by the new threat fueling that development. So this is why we watch that. You know, the good thing about hurricane watches and warnings and all of that, is that there is that cone, even if there's a cone of uncertainty, at least you do have more understanding of what can happen than we do with tornadoes, when tornadoes suddenly pop up and spin off. But that, of course, is also the worry when you talk about hurricanes, because there have been spin-off tornadoes from hurricanes too. So you got Tropical Storm Carl forming in the Gulf of Mexico. All eyes are there. We're watching that closely. All right, signs of a recession. I already mentioned the whole thing with gas. The other thing that you look at, and what do you do if you think the next recession is coming? Some economists are pointing to the middle of 2023 to make that official. Others are saying when we turn the clock, more in the beginning of 2023. I hope it just goes away, probably like most of you, but you know that whole thing about wishing. So what do you do to get ready for that? Look at those credit cards, because that's where you're going to keep getting hit with what the interest is, with what is it going to be, what's the APR, how high will that go. The other thing is to look at some other steps that, you know, you were thinking of doing that maybe you don't want to do. So if there is something kind of bugging you at the house and you're not great at doing it yourself, because we saw how everybody during the pandemic ran to Home Depot thinking, oh, it's so easy to do a few little plumbing tweaks. I mean, listen, for 24 hours I've been watching some of these home decorating shows. Can I fix some of these situations? And then sometimes disaster strikes. I just had that happen to a neighbor who thought they could open a wall easily, we fix a leak, and it turned out that they broke a pipe instead. So if you look at your home and it starts to have some of these problems, some of these niggly problems, then, you know, it might be that you just chill on it, or you do a home warranty thing, because you might get too many of those surprise expenses. Yeah. And this is one thing that can help you during what could be the dreaded R word, is watch out for the credit card APRs. A couple of things anyway. Watch out for what's going on in your house. It might be the home warranty thing is better. And look at eliminating whatever you can in the whole tax debt area. The worst time of the year, right, when we have to deal with taxes. And if the taxes and officially a recession were to decline, were to collide, rather, that would not be a good thing. All right, coming up on this hour of the show, your thoughts, that's around the bend, in the mailbag. Plus, Chef Rosario Del Nero, born in Milan, came to the U.S., has some great suggestions, speaking of stretching your dollars and how you could feed your family or even yourself if you're single, and then nailed the score. So this time around, what will be the game of the week in the NFL? It's an interesting one. I'll give you a hint. I won't tell you the division, but think NFC. But coming up, it's everything that you want to talk about next as we hit the mailroom.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
That being said, the mailbag is full. Let's head there. Some newbies hit us up this time around. If you've never shot me your thoughts, you can do that easily by the miracle of the internet. Send me that virtual mail 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So Megan says, "Hey Kate, my husband is an avid listener of your shows, not just what you do here, but the things you've done with sports. And he said to say hi. So I am now hooked as well. And as much as I'm dying to ask you your thoughts on this weekend and the football games, instead I wanted to ask you about when you look at the situation of what's going on with OPEC and gas and the UAE and their relationship with Putin, what do you think is going to happen as far as gasoline prices are concerned?" Well, obviously, Megan, you're on top of it. You know, when you look at Putin and the fact that he really plays up the ties with the United Arab Emirates, he had a meeting recently with with one of the leaders there, who I guess would be the UAE president, and the UAE president, of course, is MBZ, and that's Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. And he said the relationship between the two countries is an important factor of stability, hint there, in the region and the world, despite everything else going on internationally with relationships. So, of course, MBZ is a huge player in all of this because of the oil. So think of the decision last week of the OPEC Plus group, which would include Russia, to slash oil production by 2 million barrels a day, despite pressure from other countries like, hey, us, raise our hands, the United States, because it affects us. And doing that is aimed at, they're saying it's aimed at stabilizing global energy markets, but it's the opposite when it comes to pricing. It's quite the opposite of that. So, yeah, there's your answer there. Because OPEC puts out so much as far as the barrels are concerned. I mean, obviously Saudi Arabia, the most oil production by a country, and you just go down the list where it's Iraq and UAE and Kuwait and Iran. I have a chart that shows all of that even. And, yeah, so it obviously affects us, and the UAE is tight with Russia. So to me, you know, they can pull back when they want to pull back, and there's big concern. I mean, there was even the I'll go deeper into this because I really have been doing a lot of research on some of this and talking to a few people that have write exclusively about oil in this country and talk about energy, etc. And you know, I guess Biden was super upset over what happened, of course, with the production cuts, saying that the kingdom is making an ally with Russia, they're becoming buddies, and saying that they're going to try to push to punish Riyadh. But how are they going to punish Riyadh? What kind of consequences can you throw in that direction when they have so much control over oil, with buddying up with Russia and then doing the big slash? So they can be angry and saying that we met and everything else, but the bottom line is they did what they did, and obviously part of that had to do with Russia. So very astute question. Yeah, that's part of it. Absolutely, 100%. Megan, you nailed it. That's why there is such a big effect on what is happening with the situation in Ukraine. It has an impact on us in so many different ways, and this is an offshoot of it for sure. All right, so let's go to James. And James says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I am looking forward to election night and hearing what some of those results are going to be when I tune into your show. That's the beauty of listening to you, because you do it live. And we will get to hear some of those live time, you know, results, because I think when we look across the board, there may be a big changing of the guard in the House. I don't know what happens in the Senate. Do you have a take on that? Well, I think the Senate is, the battle for the majority is pretty nasty right now. You got three battleground states: Wisconsin, Nevada, of course, Pennsylvania. And there's a lot of negative ads, a lot of money being pumped into this. Negative ads with campaigns, that's what sells, that's what works. And social media attacks on everything you can imagine when it comes to running for office. I mean, this is how we politic now, and we are seeing that. And I've been to all of those states recently, at least in the last month and a half, and I certainly have seen that. So those are the areas to look at. I mean, it depends on what the issue is, right? So, like, crime is a big focus in Nevada, and they have a lot of money that's being pumped into spots there on Spanish television and radio, talking about the incumbent, Catherine Cortez Mastro, the Democrat, saying that she's weak on crime and it's dangerous. So this is Tis the season for slinging. And I'll tell you what's really interesting is Pennsylvania. So you have the Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. He is bashing Dr. Oz, the celebrity doc who's running, as a quack with stronger ties to New Jersey than Pennsylvania. Republicans are responding by saying Fetterman had a stroke in May, so is he really healthy? Can he come across the finish line? And it is, I mean, I think this is some of the wildest politicking that I've seen, honestly, right? So, I mean, even Dr. Oz released his medical records last month to kind of highlight Fetterman's health problems. And that's what the Republicans are kind of hammering there about. You know, he's having trouble speaking since the stroke and all the other things about Pennsylvania, including his record on crime and raising his record as chairman of Pennsylvania's Board of Pardons and his support for clemency for two brothers, Dennis and Lee Horton, who were sentenced to long prison terms for second-degree murder. The brothers got out of prison last year and joined Fetterman's campaign as field organizers. And, of course, Dr. Oz is calling on him to fire them. So we'll see. I know that these are three big areas that we'll be looking at. Max, boy, Mad Max, emailing constantly, but he always has such good stuff. Kate, she was such a lady, Angela Lansbury. My mother was a big fan of Murder, She Wrote, so in order to make her happy, when I would come over and my wife, we would sit down and watch episodes with her. And it actually, for as much as I hem and hawed about it and would rather be watching sports, it was pretty good. She definitely left her mark, probably in other areas that I'm unaware of. You know what's interesting is she was 96. And she got an Emmy nomination for Best Actress in a Drama Series for each and every season of Murder, She Wrote, but she never won. So she was 0-for-18 as far as Emmys were concerned, right? She did get an honorary Oscar, and she was in a whole bunch of different movies, too, in Hollywood. I'll tell you one I like. If you like old movies that then became remakes, The Manchurian Candidate, speaking of politics, you want to really get ready for the election and laugh out loud in a way, but it's so well done, is The Manchurian Candidate. It was from 1962, and she is very, very good in it. And I guess she did a lot of stage acting and whatnot. But I guess 12 seasons, that's a long time to be on TV. That means that was a successful show. People watched it. And I read a funny stat that she solved 300 murders. All right, so thanks for that one. That's nice that you did that too, by the way, with your mother. You can always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
California's ongoing drought is expected to impact the prices of key crops, driving food inflation even higher for consumers. Those crops include tomatoes, garlic, and onions. Meanwhile, cattle farmers in California are also being forced to make some tough decisions. One farmer spoke to Fox News.
It's been dry here in California for several years now.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to decide whether fetuses are entitled to constitutional rights in light of its June ruling overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The justices turned away an appeal by a Catholic group and two women of a lower court's ruling holding that fetuses lack the proper legal standing to challenge a 2019 state law codifying the right to abortion in line with the Roe precedent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Person eats 20 pounds of pasta, and I'm going to just admit this on the air. I think it's double that for me. I am a pasta fiend. I love everything Italian, everything about Italy, and I love our next guest. He is wonderful. He's a treasure from Milan that we are so lucky to have with us in the United States. Chef Rosario Del Nero. It is National Pasta Month. He is with us. Hello, 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 and thanks for coming on.
Buongiorno, Kay. Thank you for having me.
And grazie for coming on. So tell us about National Pasta Month. What's it all about?
Well, Kate, National Pasta Month, it's all about sharing the love and passion that you have and I have for pasta with the people, with Americans and with the whole world. So we want to share all the good news, all the good qualities of pasta, the affordability. Pasta is, you can stock your pantry with pasta for a very affordable. You can feed a whole family, and you can make delicious recipes. I grew up eating pasta. My mother made pasta for us almost daily. You're right. 20 pounds. I mean, I eat like I eat pasta every day, so I would make that up in 20 days, probably. But we are here to share and spread the love and knowledge and to teach people how pasta can be a healthy, nutritious, affordable, and food for every lifestyle.
I love that. And so you have beautiful dishes around you. This is radio, and I'm going to put this on my Facebook, but you have some incredible things you prepared. Help us with some of these recipes. Tell us. Help us, Joe.
Yes, well, these are all easy recipes that you can find in our website, but I will describe them to you since you cannot see them and you cannot smell the aroma. I will describe it. Spaghetti with squash and shiitake mushrooms, aglio olio style. You know, in Italy, spaghetti aglio olio, they call it the midnight pasta. People get the craving and they make spaghetti aglio olio, extra virgin olive oil, garlic, a little chili peppers. To that concept, I added loads of fresh vegetable, squash that is in season now, and shiitake mushroom for the nice umami flavor, some fresh herbs, a little pecorino romano on top, and you have a restaurant quality dish really in minutes and spending a very affordable dish. So this is one of my favorite things to do. I wish you could taste it or you could see it, but it's right here, and I am smelling the aroma. I also made a Mediterranean pasta salad. Again, you love to go to Italy. You know Mediterranean food is one of the healthiest food on earth. And Mediterranean food is built on eating healthy carbohydrates that are good for you. They give you energy, and they are complex carbohydrates, and you supplement that and you balance the carbohydrate with fresh vegetables, especially seasonal, fresh, local vegetables. This pasta salad has, I made a simple dressing with extra virgin olive oil, lemon peel, and some shallots, the wonderful little shallots that you can buy everywhere. So make this dressing. I dress the fusilli pasta. I toss in some seasonal cherry tomatoes, and then to spike up the flavor, I put some Kalamata olives, some green olives, and fresh herbs like basil or fresh oregano, thyme, and I even add some tuna there to make it a complete meal. And now you have a perfect meal. You can make it ahead of time for a party or for just for the family. Another dish that I made here, Kate, is more inspired by Southern Italian cuisine. So it will have tomatoes. But I first sauteed some sausage. Now, if you cannot eat sausage because of diet or if you're vegetarian, you can use plant-based sausages that are available now everywhere, or even chicken sausage. Saute that to get the nice little flavor, and then you put onions, garlic, tricolor pepper, green, red, and yellow peppers. And I also put some tomatoes, and then you make a sauce with that. Literally takes 10-15 minutes. You cook the pasta, you toss it in, you toss it, and you have a restaurant-quality dish. Also, you can sprinkle some grated cheese on top if you can, if you like it. So these are a few examples of how easy and fast is to prepare, restaurant-quality dishes.
Oh, easy and fast. I love it. And nutritious. This is a dangerous question for someone like you. Do you like that setup?
Okay.
But what is your favorite meal?
Oh, well, it's, I guess I have more than one, but I usually come home and sometimes I crave some great pasta like spaghetti. Spaghetti or a good penne or fusilli. I just crave a nice pasta dish. And like my favorite maybe would be something like the aglio olio I described before. Or even a puttanesca. I love puttanesca, which is a tomato sauce with capers and olives. Or else, now it's very trendy, carbonara. Everybody talks about carbonara nowadays. Well, carbonara is a little more, I don't want to say, it's a little more substantial. It has a lot of substance, eggs and guanciale from Rome. But again, once a week you can eat that, and the other days of the week you can eat pasta with the vegetables. So those are some of my favorite dishes. I like simple stuff. I like the simple stuff, and because I work a lot, I like to do things that are fast.
Oh, I like that, fast. All right, Chef, so where can we go for more information?
Well, you can get tons of information, and you can get the videos of every recipe I describe today at sharethepasta.org. O-R-G, sharethepasta.org. We have recipes, we have videos. You can even have PDF of the recipes so you can start like a home cookbook. And you have also nutritional information about pasta.
Oh, I love it. Chef Rosario Del Nero, thank you so much for coming on, and enjoy this month.
Thank you, Kate, and have a good trip to Milan.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we are thinking of taking the show to Milan. We'll see what happens. But it's interesting, a couple other quick things about pasta, because we're talking about where you can save money. The National Pasta Association, they did an analysis on the average price of an American pays for pasta. It's about $1.45 a pound. So is it any wonder that we eat pasta once a week? In a survey that they also conducted, 86% of the people said they ate it, yep, at least once in 7 days. And that's definitely true for me. I mean, there's ways that it doesn't have to be a huge mound of nothing but calories. Pasta can be really, really good for you. All right, so speaking of cutting back, this was interesting. I saw something recently about where consumers are trying to cut back in the past 6 months because of what's happening with, you know, inflation. And this was from a national research group that in their survey came up with this, that 45% have cut out restaurant dining for the most part. 44% groceries, same thing, they're cutting back on this. Takeout and delivery, oh, definitely, 42%. I can see that there's less delivery in my neighborhood. Clothing, shoes, accessories, 40%. Yeah, I mean, look, during the pandemic, we wore shorts and a T-shirt, right? Gas, 30%, so that means you're not out constantly. Travel, 29%. TV, film, streaming, 18%. Music, podcasting, streaming, 10%. So what does that say? The National Research Group found out that we definitely are going to keep subscribing to things. We're not giving up our subscriptions. We're not canceling subscriptions for the most part. But in general, if you are canceling them, Amazon Prime is the least likely to be canceled. Least likely, which makes sense because you're getting things delivered, you're getting them cheap, whatever. So you're going to keep the subscription because you'll take whatever Prime offers you. And you heard what I said, music, podcasting, just 10% cuts there. And the same thing with TV and film streaming. That also makes sense because if you're at home more, which also is a carryover from the pandemic, then there are certain streaming services. There is just no way that you want to lose them. And having said all of that in this segment, consumers are expected, that means you and me, are expected to spend $209.7 billion online this year, this holiday season. So that would be up year on end 2.5%. But forget about it's up to over 2%. $209 billion. Wow. $209 billion. So I guess the idea is you're saving because you're not getting clothes for yourself or any of that stuff because you want to still make sure it's a merry, merry or whatever it is you celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah or anything else, because you're going to spend. You're saving it up. And there are surpluses in some areas with some companies where they're trying to unload clothing, televisions, that kind of thing. So while the supply chain is crippling so many areas of our lives, there are still some retailers that have a surplus. So they're going on sale because they want to get rid of some of that surplus before the holidays because they have other things that are coming in. Nail the Score, coming up next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Around, it was just too tempting to not take the Eagles and the Cowboys. The number to call to play our little silly fun game, Nail the Score, is 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You don't have to know a dang thing about football. You're just Tell me what side you think's going to win, the Eagles or the Cowboys, and what the final score is going to be. Why did I pick that? Because suddenly the NFC East is on fire. Look, the Giants are 4-1. They are taking on the Ravens this week. The Eagles narrowly got by the Cardinals, but they did. So they are hosting the Cowboys. They're the only undefeated team left in the NFL at 5-0, and the Cowboys are 4-1. And I'll tell you what, Cooper Rush is fun to watch. Even if he has a little bit of an off day for him, he's still winning. He's got a million-dollar smile. People love watching him. Eventually, Dak Prescott will be back in, but I don't think it's going to be for this game. I talked to somebody who covers the Cowboys for the last two decades, and they say, yeah, it's not looking that way. But this game, Philadelphia is favored by less than a touchdown, 5. The over-under, the wise guys got their pencils out, 42.5 points. 42.5 points. So again, you can call the show, or you can flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We did not have a winner last time around, although pretty close. Pretty exciting when you get close like that, right? So here we go. Let's dive into it. I love that we have our faithful, and you know who they are? Pete and Sharon. I love that about Pete and Sharon. So let's go to Pete first. Hey, Pete's in the bunker. How are you?
Hey, 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 here's Dak.
My thumb. I'll make $1 million a game.
That was good. I only make $1 million a game. Oh, that makes me sick to think of that, $1 million. Wow. Now, here's the thing. Do you really want Dak back? I don't know. So, at least not for this game. I would think it would be better to have Cooper Rush in for this one.
Dak who?
Dak who? We forgot you already.
Really? What can you do for me now?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think happens? This is a tough one.
This is going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
Is that Sunday night?
It's Sunday night. It's the best. It's my favorite.
Yeah. I get to watch that one.
Yeah.
Okay, 24-19 Dallas. Don't even go there with your birds. 24-19 Dallas.
I'm not disputing. Look, I'm not disputing. Micah Parsons, he's a one-man wrecking machine.
Bad news.
He is bad news. He is bad news for the Eagles. So I am not disputing your call. 24-19, Pete, thanks as always. Enjoy the game. So now let's see what Sharon has to say. She's up there in Maine. Sharon, what do you think?
Is it Eagles and Dallas, you say?
Yeah, Eagles and Dallas.
Oh, gosh, it's a hard one.
It is hard. It's hard. I mean, look, it's less than a touchdown the Eagles are favored by. They barely beat the Cardinals last week. And the Cowboys have had some flashes of brilliance, and they have. And their defense has been really interesting to watch. And Cooper Rush has been doing a great job as Mr. Backup.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Eagles. 33-29.
33-29. Sharon, I like that. So give us a picture of what are the leaves like in Maine right now?
I don't know. I've seen a few, but not. I haven't gone very far from home lately.
Ooh. All right, so we'll have to check that out.
They are turning, but not. I mean, probably getting almost to a peak season right now.
Ooh, so fun to see those leaves turn. Sharon, thanks. Good luck. You and Pete. We got a couple of other people, too. I'm going to get this one in here right at the top. We have this one from Stu, and he says, please announce this. I think, don't worry. It is always duly noted. If you send me an email and you give me a guess, I promise I will get it in. And Stu says, Kate, I think it's the Cowboys all the way, but the game is going to be super close, and I think it's going to be 27-24. There are going to be a lot of upset Eagle fans when they leave the link. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro, he is a rabid football fan. What do you think?
This is going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game.
I think so, too.
I want to say Cowboys 24-21. 24-21
Cowboys. Okay. Yeah, close.
Michael Parsons.
Micah Parsons, he could be a big factor. I mean, he's one player, but he's one player who seems to break through, get through, and make big plays. And that's what you need. This is going to be the toughest test, certainly, for the Eagles, I think. I think it absolutely 100%. Because of what we've seen from the Cowboys, even when they've had to play comeback. And like I said, it was 2017 that the Eagles beat the Cardinals. They had another close win with Jacksonville the week before that. They blew out Washington. They blew out the Vikings. And they had a close game with the Lions. I mean, all of those other games were so close by a handful of points. Jalen Hurts needs to knock off the Cowboys. And, you know, listen, if he can rush, if he does get the room, he's got 19 career rushing touchdowns. That's the most by quarterback in the first 25 starts. But the Cowboys will test that, absolutely. And you don't think that the Dallas Cowboys want to beat Phil? There's that extra rivalry factor that's in the air. And will A.J. Brown... Will he be the one of the deciding factors in this, you know, for Philadelphia, the wide receiver? Will he be able to catch some of those, I won't say errant balls, but those chaotic throws that occasionally happen? We'll see. I think it is going to be one heck of a game, and that's why I had to go with that, because there were other games I liked, and trust me, I am all about this football thing, and you know that. I'm doing stuff for all kinds of people that are having me on to prognosticate, which is maybe a bad thing, because I'm having a rough season, but I look at some of the other games, and there are some other games that, like even that Giants-Ravens game will be interesting. How about who that? How about the Saints? The Saints could even things up if they knock off Cincinnati at home, and Cincinnati's only favored by 1.5. That game, I think, will be interesting. The Vikings could be 5-0 when they take on the Dolphins in Miami. And, you know, there's been all the scuttlebutt over Tua. It's a different Dolphin team. All right, for anybody out there who sent me their guesses, don't worry. I promise, again, duly noted, I'll make sure that we get you in the books. Hopefully somebody nails the score. My guess is the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the final score is going to be 27-21. How about that? We'll see. It's going to be fun. Thanks to everybody who played Nail the Score and listened to this hour of the show. Tip of the cap to Jeremy Paulson for his fine work on the technicals. Oh, if you saw what he had to do behind the scenes for this show, he is stellar. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.